is this the most recognizable bottle of tequila on the market? You know, this thing has really become an iconic brand, and a lot of people love it because it's beautiful and it says luxury and it says that it's premium and it's amazing. This is the Clase Azul Reposado, and I have been asked to do a review on this tequila, so we're going to do it tonight. First thing I want to do, talk about this bottle. You know, a lot of the aficionados in Tequila Dog on this brand, and they do a lot of really good things for their community. All of these bottles are handmade by artisans. All of them are hand-painted. No two bottles are exactly the same. And a lot of the money that leaves, you know, the tequila region a lot of times is actually staying there to help these people make these beautiful bottles. And this bell has definitely became a symbol of pure luxury. So the key is what does the tequila taste like? We're going to talk about that next. These guys, I don't know a lot about their production method. I look it up and it says stone oven. It says some type of extraction, doesn't tell us what they're using. They do say they're aged 8 months in oak barrels, and that's kind of it. Never been at this distillery to get an inside look. I'd love to see it, honestly. Who knows if that'll ever happen? So let's go ahead and dive into it. All right, so first let's check out the color. And this is 8 months. It's a repo. It's got a nice, pretty repo look to it, right? You can see that's got a few legs on the glass. Not really anything crazy. Let's dive into the nose of this one. I get a caramel note. I get a little bit of that musty barrel note. Not any cooked agave. I get a little bit of a vanilla. It kind of smells like a chemical note, but I really can't put my thumb on it. Not something that I would recognize as a tequila coming out of the Capilla del Guadalupe area in the highlands of Jalisco. So let's dive into the taste. Here we go. Wow, that is really sweet. I don't think any cooked agave. It's sweet, caramel, vanilla, a little bit of a weird aftertaste in the finish. It's almost syrupy in the mouthfeel. It has like a really odd syrupy feel. Now, when you make tequila, the CRT allows you to have up to 1% of additives. Usually those additives are made for some correction, maybe some correction in color, maybe a little correction in mouthfeel, but it really shouldn't be a correction that's creating a whole new flavor. And this doesn't have a normal tequila flavor for me. I'm not mad at this company and what they make, because this tequila brought me back to tequila. Anything that brings people to this category is great. If somebody thinks this bottle's beautiful and they're a bourbon drinker and they like a sweet bourbon, this may appeal to them. And hopefully they get caught up in this whole agave world and it brings them over to some of the more traditional tequilas that us tequila nerds like to talk about. Is it bad? No. Is it something that I personally would sit and drink? No. It has a little bit too much of a cake batter, vanilla sweetness, and a little bit of a medicinal feeling in my finish of this. So to me, this isn't a tequila that I'm going to spend a lot of time with, especially at a $200, $150 to $250 price point. In my opinion, you're buying a $200 bottle with some fluid inside of it. So there's an honest review of Clase Azul. Thanks for asking me to do this one. You know, if you do want a pretty lamp or a great olive oil bottle, this would be fantastic. So if you like honest reviews and you like hearing about tequila, hit that like and subscribe button and leave a comment about what your thoughts on Clase Azul is. Have a great night.